This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. The Northern California fires have been the deadliest in the state's history. They're also among the costliest natural disasters to hit the state. There's no official estimate yet, but California is looking at billions of dollars in damages. One part of the economy hit hard by the fire is the state's marijuana industry. Legal marijuana farms don't have access to federal crop insurance or disaster grants, and private insurance is often hard to get and prohibitively expensive. KQED's Tanya Mosley visited a farm in Santa Rosa.
Walking through the charred remains of Ned Fussell's marijuana farm in Santa Rosa, it's hard to see what was once under our feet.
So this was our farm here. It's like a war zone.
Smoke still rises from what once was a 10,000-square-foot curing barn where Fussell stored and dried marijuana before pressing it for oil. Fussell is the CEO of Cannacraft, one of the largest cannabis manufacturers in California. His company grows marijuana plants and turns them into cannabis oil, which is used to create over 100 different products. He owns about 20 farms in Northern California, but he's only been able to access a few of them.
You know, a lot of them were just totally incinerated. So, I mean, yeah, we've lost millions of dollars worth of products for sure.
California will begin issuing licenses for commercial cannabis starting in January.
We're going into one of the greenhouses right here. So.
Fussell takes me to the only thing left standing here, a 40,000-square-foot greenhouse with hundreds of marijuana plants inside.
You could compare it to horse breeding or dog breeding in terms of these are basically the puppies of some winners that we've been breeding and working with through for years.
There are dozens of heavy industrial fans blowing here. There's a 50-50 chance, he says, that even this crop has been ruined by the smoke. Fussell is using a gas generator to pump the wells for water to preserve what little crop is left. It's devastating, yes, but Fussell says pot farmers have gone through a lot to get this far. The legalization fight, licensing, taxation.
You know, we've been kicked down and had to start over many times, and we always found it's really important to just kind of keep a level head through it all and just try to, like, see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Even though right now, he's not quite sure what that light might look like. In Santa Rosa, California, I'm Tanya Mosley for Marketplace.